verse of scripture that the Lord has placed on my heart is a verse that I have used before, and just going to go with it and see what the Lord has for us this morning. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I just want to take about the first line or so. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." You know, the Bible speaks about the heart and the soul. And we say that man is a spirit, that we are a spirit being. We have a soul and we live in a body. And I looked up one time and the word heart and soul is the same. It means your mind, the emotions, the place that you actually live out of, the center of who you are. And he says here to trust the Lord with all thy heart, with all thine soul. To lean not unto thine own understanding. God is bringing forth a people in this hour that does not question what he says or what he does. I believe that we've walked with the Lord many years and come into this place where we are now. That we know that his leadership and the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our life is bringing us to that day of reconciliation, or that day of manifestation, that day when God's Son, corporate Son, will stand on the earth and proclaim His Word. You know, the only thing, and when I think of Jesus, that was His relationship with the Father, was a relationship of trust. A relationship that God knew all things. He was everywhere present, and He was all powerful. And that, according to Romans 8, that all things, we don't understand all things, but He said all things work together for good to them that are called according to the purpose of God, will of God. God has predestinated our lives. We were there with Him even out before the foundation of the earth. We were there when the angels sang. We don't remember it. I think He gave us amnesia when He put us in this dimension, lowered us into this dimension of time. But the fact of the matter is that He is revealing Himself, and more He's telling us and bringing back to our understanding and our memory the place from where we came, that we came out from Him. But we trust in Him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our understanding, everything that we are. And then the psalmist said that you're not to lean upon your own understanding. Paul said the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit. But yet man has tried to bring God down to the place of where He is, so that with the natural mind we can understand the acts and the works and the things of God. But it doesn't happen that way. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. Because as He is a spirit being, we too that came out from Him are spirit beings. We are His children. We are His sons. We are His daughter. We are His offspring. We are the children of God. And as He is, so are we in this world. He is spirit, so are we. We are spirit. That's who we are to see ourselves as. And to lean on your natural understanding, or to try to put God in the concept of a natural mind or a natural understanding, means you're going to be led astray. And that's what man has tried to do. Man has tried to bring God down and put Him in a natural world. But the things of the Spirit cannot be understood by the natural mind, by the natural understanding. And that's why He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, thine soul, thine understanding. And to not lean upon your own understanding, your own way of knowing things. But in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. You see, He said to be not as a mule with bit and bridle. He said, I'll guide you with mine eyes. Jesus, before He left this earth, He was preparing to leave this world, this dimension of time. He knew His crucifixion was near. He told His disciples, He said, it's expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But if I go away, I will send you the Comforter. That word Comforter in the Greek is parakletos, which means, it's a legal term, which means one called aside. And on down in those verses He says, and when He is come, He will teach you all things, that whatsoever the Father saith, He will reveal to you. God is revealing and unveiling His Word in the midst of His people in this hour. God has brought us to a place of trust, and actually the word that comes to my mind is blind trust. You trust in Him regardless of whether you understand what He says to you. God's speaking in this hour. God's getting ready to unveil His Son in the earth in this hour. Manifest His Son in the earth in this hour. And that Son that is going to set creation free. And beloved, we are learning, and I think we've seen it here this morning more and more, to trust Him in every circumstance that touches our lives. We don't understand what it is. We made a statement this morning, there's no storm that has never stayed. It's always passed. We made the statement, this too shall pass. You know, the things that touch our lives, the crisis situations, and every one of us have them. Some are bigger than others, but every one of us have situations in our lives that we don't understand. We don't see an ending to it. We don't know how it's going to transpire. We don't know what's going to happen. But in our hearts, in our lives, we in our spirit, we have learned to trust God to know that it will pass. That this storm will pass. Some of them are bigger than others in our estimation or in the way we look at them. But God is teaching us to trust Him with everything that is within us. That comes to my mind. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within us. The hymn writer wrote, it is well with my soul. God does everything well. We the way we look at the things that God's doing, we want to look at it in the natural realm. But we've got to remember that the God that we walk with, the Father that we fellowship with, the Father that we're having an intimate relationship with in our daily lives, is one that knows the ending from the beginning. He knows what the last ending of all of this is going to be. And He's actually told us that in the consummation of time, that in the ending of it all, that He is going to gather all things in Himself. That is, all things in earth and all things in heaven. In the Old Testament, think it was Jeremiah that said, the Spirit cometh from God, and the Spirit will return to God. This body came from dust and will return to dust. But the Spirit came from God, that living, eternal part of us that nothing can touch, that is safe in the hands of God, is going to return back to the Father. But we know that whether we see it or not, God has so put it in us and written it upon the flesh tables of our heart that we know that there is coming a day that there is a people on the earth that are going to experience a change, a metamorphosis, a transformation, that are going to put on incorruptibility and immortality in that day of the unveiling of the sons of God on the earth, that they will not go through the pains of death or through the doors of death, that the grave will have no victory over them, because they will be manifested as the sons of God in the earth. And every move of God that has ever taken place upon this earth, there has always been days of preparation before that move came. God says, I will do nothing except I let my prophets know. I tell you in this hour, God is working in the midst of a people. A preparation is being made in this hour. Whether we'll see it or not, I can't say. I don't have that insight. But I can say this. In my spirit, I sense that we are closing in on that day. That the preparations are almost finished. That people, and I would not be a bit surprised if there's not those that are living on the earth today are going to see that day of the manifestation of the sons of God. God's teaching His people to trust Him with everything that is within them, to lean upon Him, to acknowledge Him in all the ways, and to that He will direct and guide their paths. And as we said earlier, you know, it may be one day at a time. Maybe we can't live a whole day. Maybe it's an hour at a time. But it's step by step that we begin to walk with the Father. He said, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the desires of the flesh. And we begin with baby steps, walking in the Spirit. And He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. God is bringing a people on this earth that the crisis, the problems, the storms, the nights, the valleys in each of our lives does not faze us. That we have the victory in the midst of everything that touches us. That we have learned that our Father is there, He's within us, and we draw from Him that is within us. Everything we need is in us. The strength, the faith, the power, the knowledge, everything that we need, the bread of life, is all within us. The light in the midst of the darkness, He is there. What does the psalmist say? If I ascend into the heavens, lo, He is there. And if I descend in the depths of hell, lo, He is there. He is omnipresent. He is everywhere present. The Word says He's even closer than the breath that we breathe. He's there. And He's teaching us to trust, to lean upon, to acknowledge, to walk with Him, and that He will guide us in the pathways that we're to take. As we face a new year, we've never been this way before. It's a new year of possibilities. You know, and we learn to lean on Him and to draw from Him. the knowledge and the strength and the understanding that we need. God is here. He's in the midst of us. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And I believe that's according to His will. Because He says, if you ask anything in My name, I'll do it. And you know where I believe He does that? Is that when we are walking in the midst of His will, and He shows us, this is My will, and we pray that way. Your will, Father. What You're doing, Your will. You know, that's our desire. I have no desire to go off and live my life without Him. That's not it. Our whole desire within us is to live and to walk in the perfect will of God. And that's where we are. Because He's in control. He predestinated us. He called us and chose us in Himself before the foundation of the world. We were there with Him. And then He lowered us into this dimension of time to be exercised by it. I don't understand that. But in this dimension of time, God brought forth a people that He planned before the foundation of the earth would be a part of this manifestation that would actually be set creation free from the bondage that it's in. And so each day we set our face upon Him. There was a song that says, I can't even take a step without Him. You know, I can't do nothing without Him. He's the breath that we breathe. He's the life that we live. In Him we trust. Because where else can you turn? You know, if you try to do everything within yourself, you fail. And you come to Him and say, Father, I can only take one step. I don't know how I'm going to take the next step, but I'm going to take that one step by faith. God does not show you the tomorrows of your life. Said life is as the grass, is here today and gone tomorrow. It's fleet, is as a vapor that vanisheth away. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised next week. So where do we live? We don't live in the tomorrows of our lives. We live in today. We don't live in the past. It's over with. It's ended. It's yesterday. It's gone. Can't never be relived over. It's yesterday. That's the past. It's gone. And what can I do about tomorrow? It hadn't come yet. In fact, if you want to get really technical about it, tomorrow really never comes. Because when tomorrow morning the sunrise rises, it becomes today. And then you're looking at another tomorrow. But we live in the moment, in the now where we are, trusting and walking with the Father as He's leading and guiding and shaping and molding us. As He's turned up the fire of the furnace, that He's burning off the dross, that He's going to present us unto Himself as pure gold, hallelujah, that has been tried in the fire. We are acceptable in the Beloved, not because of who we are, but because of what He has done. We are acceptable in His sight, and our spirit is perfect in His sight because He made us so. He did it. It was God in Christ reconciling the world to Himself. God reconciled through Jesus Christ the world to Himself. Not keeping a record of our trespasses. God made us acceptable in Himself. With all of our blemishes, with all of our ugliness, He made beauty out of ashes. and has brought us to this place of where we are today. The years that we have walked, He has taught us, He has trained us, He has prepared us for this hour. And God never calls us to do nothing that He hasn't prepared us for. His Spirit, His anointing is within us and is ever present to perform His will in our life at every moment we breathe. He's there. We are trusting Him with everything that we are, with all of our mind, with all of our understanding. And we're not leaning on our understanding. We're acknowledging Him. And He says, He will direct your paths. He will guide you with His eye. He will lead you and He will direct you. Great is our God. Great and mighty is He that is our Father and our God. And we trust Him. We have faith in Him. And what is this? Is faith comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God. And then it all comes back to that personal relationship with Him. As you personally get to know Him, faith grows, because He will not leave you out there in the dark, or He will not put you on a limb and cut it off, but He will show you the pathways that you and I are to take. Amen.